This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
I used all my romantic lines to get Josh Appel to stick with us for one more segment. Clay Ferrero is going to join us this hour. We'll talk some Heat and NBA with him and Appel. You're getting ready to call a soccer game, you were telling us. What soccer game are you doing tomorrow?
Yeah, I've got Dallas Trinity and Tampa Bay Sun, USL Super League on Peacock tomorrow.
Oh, very cool.
Thank you.
So you want to start with some cat talk, Solana, for this hour? Solana's working on Valentine's. I know what he's doing. He's been staring at his phone. He's doing cutesy little Valentine's cards for all of us on the show.
Oh, so can I call him out for the Instagram thing that we talked about on the before I came on last segment?
What was it?
Because he's making little Valentine's for you guys. And I feel bad for Valentina because I'm scrolling through Instagram today.
Oh,
and
everybody's Yeah. This is important.
Everybody's got their significant others wishing them happy Valentine's on all their Instagram stories. And I see Solana's avatar pop up. Like, oh, I can't wait to see what Solana posted about his fiance for Valentine's Day. And I open it up and it's a picture of Solana's back from a workout he was doing at the gym. And that was it.
I'm diesel too, by the way.
So this Valentine's Day, you saw this photo that the gym took of you and you were looking a little cut. Mm-hmm. And you said, you know what? I'm my own Valentine and I'm going to post a picture of myself and just say happy Valentine's to me.
Now, when you say a little, you're selling me a little short there, I believe, Hawk. Yeah, I don't understand what's going on here. Like, I have to post a picture of me and my fiance for Valentine's Day. Here's where you guys...
Most people your age are. Like you and Josh, young people who are, you know, you're engaged, Josh is married. That took, right, Josh? Like it was all valid and stuff? Like it happened?
Yeah, it happened.
She signed? You sure?
Most...
Positive. Okay. Somehow.
Most people, yeah, your age are posting pictures of their significant others, and I'm the luckiest man in the world. So
right.
It was... You posted a gym selfie.
Mm-hmm. It wasn't a selfie. Somebody else took it of me.
Right.
And look, I'll get around to it at some point. Like, I'm sure there's a picture or two that I could post of me and my fiance.
Are you trying to get us to believe that someone took that picture without your knowledge and then you happened to stumble across it and you thought it looked good, so you posted it?
I had no idea.
Or
I had no idea.
You had no idea that picture was taken?
I had no idea.
You are such a liar.
Cameraman walked in today at some point in the gym in the middle of me doing lat pull downs. They must have liked what they saw. They took a pic. They posted it to their...
I mean, it was impressive.
Their Instagram. Yeah, thank you. A Hawk won't give me credit, but thank you. I can't
lie on that part. It was impressive.
No, he looks good. I'd be posting that all day long if that's what I looked like.
Hell yeah.
I don't look like that, so I post McRib pictures. I mean, listen, you got to know who you are.
You want to see the ones that didn't make it to Instagram, Hawk? I'll send them over to you.
I know there's about 1,020.
So
he's got a reverse selfie stick that goes backwards.
So here's why I haven't posted anything. Truthfully, here's why. The truth why I haven't posted anything of me and Valentina. She left me yesterday. So, you know, this is – no, I'm kidding. If you remember a year ago, I proposed to her. We left on Valentine's Day to Italy.
Is that so?
A year ago, we left on Valentine's Day to Italy, and our engagement anniversary, our one-year engagement anniversary is one day next week. The actual date is slipping me, but I will remember.
You know the air.
You definitely know.
Yeah, the 18th. So instead of celebrating Valentine's Day today, we will celebrate our love.
Valentina Day.
Valentina Day on the 18th next week, which is part of why I'm off next week.
They have a Jimmy Butler graphic on NBA Live right now. I took a picture of it. Jimmy Butler III by team this season. For the Heat, he averaged 17 points a game. For the Warriors, he's averaging 21.3 points a game. For the Heat, 5.2 boards. The Warriors, 7. For the Heat, 4.8 assists. For the Warriors, 5.3. Bolsters his argument, I think, that he wasn't being used right. But I think it also bolsters the Heat argument, saying he was dogging it.
I noticed they left out one sabermetric from that graphic. The poop pants category.
Duty.
Yeah.
Do cat talk, Solana. Let's do cat talk. We'll get some quick headlines, then we'll let Josh go prepare for his soccer. Cat talk.
Rawr.
Nice job, Jimmy.
It's brought to you by my friends over at Hollywood Kia. You get the star treatment at Hollywood Kia. They're the number one Kia deal in all of Florida. We want to see you in a Hollywood Kia and shop online at HollywoodKia.com. You want to know the standings right now of the Four Nations Cup? Four Nations
going to go
face-off?
USA first, Canada second, mm-hmm. Sweden third, Finland fourth.
Correct. USA with the lone regulation win. They're also plus 5 in goal differential. I don't know if that's a stat or not, but I know that because they won 6-1 yesterday. tomorrow.
Once they have a second game, then all bets are off.
Tomorrow, Sweden versus Finland at 1 p.m., USA versus Canada at 8 p.m. Hawk, I love this tournament. Like, I just think it's awesome. They should do it every year.
It's fun. Every sports tournament where you get to wrap yourself in the flag, whether it's the Olympics or the World Cup, any of that stuff, it always makes it just that much more fun. And I think obviously the reason this works for us is we know players on every team, on all mm-hmm. the countries, and that you have a rooting interest. Panthers, correct me if I'm wrong, Josh, are more represented than any other NHL team, right?
Yeah, they've got 8 players playing in the Four Nations tournament. And obviously we didn't have any nation rooting interest in the opener, Canada, Sweden. I don't know if you guys watched that game. It was excellent. They had the 3-on-3 overtime in this tournament is 10 minutes long. They went about 7-8 minutes in overtime before Canada scored to win the game. It was awesome. Sweden came back. I love it. It's great atmosphere.
Crowder had over 6.5 goals. So he had a nice little ticket to cash there.
Yeah, he did. And NFL one William Nylander shot on goals short of
headlines here. How many booms would you give today's show, by the way, so far, Appel?
Let's go 5 booms. 5 big booms.
5 booms? Yeah.
Boom! 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 By the way, I realized that at the Super Bowl, the day I went to the po' boy shop, I said I gave it 5 booms and only
and
ended up
4.
Doing 4.
I noticed it when you did it. And I didn't want to embarrass you in front of
certainly the Ed Orgeron voice in there with the staff didn't embarrass me enough.
Headlines with Solana brought to you by Doral Kia. Choose from over 500 new Kia models in inventory like the Sportage, Sorento, and Telluride. And remember, when it comes to Kia, the great deals are at Doral Kia.
Jimmy Butler definitely dogged it while he was here, by the way, Hawk. Just going back
to that. That's how you extrapolate those numbers?
100%.
Because you could do it either way, right? You could make a case either way?
Yeah, I mean, I guess you could. You could make a case.
Like Jimmy Butler's going to say, yeah, I'm a 21-point-a-game player, but you guys weren't using me right. And Spo and Riley and Harrison are going to say, yeah, you're a 20, 21, 22-point-a-game player, and you're only putting up 17 for us because you're standing in the corner.
Yeah. It's interesting because coming into this season, at training camp, media day, first couple weeks of the season, Spo talked about their new offense. We were joking about how at training camp they were prioritizing makes at the rim and threes, but mid-range shots were actually devalued. And
rim shots at the rim were worth three, threes were worth two, and mid-range were worth one.
Correct. Yeah. So
he
so get to the rim.
Basketball. This Spo.
So like he could say, hey, this isn't my style. I'm the superstar. I'm the highest paid player. Why are you trying to go away from what was benefiting me? And I guess, he can make that argument for sure. But you're Jimmy Butler. Like, nobody's saying, hey, don't come get the ball. And number of times Spo said, yeah, we're going to make him a point guard. We're going to try to get him more involved in the offense. Like, he just wasn't interested in playing with the Heat anymore.
And there are some similarities with Hassan Whiteside. Whiteside got his money, though, and then they decided to change the offense on him.
Yeah, but Hassan sucked.
But again, though, it's the same argument. Hassan would say, I sucked because you started running a system that I wasn't built for.
Yeah.
Like, you didn't just hand me $100 million because I'm a good-looking guy. Like, you saw what I could do. So you gave me all that money, and then you said, you know what? Let's run. It's like having a pocket passer, and then all of a sudden, you give him a big contract, and it's like, hey, let's run the option.
But with Hassan, like, he was paid. You're right, but he was mostly paid because of his height.
I'm just saying, make the argument either way.
Yeah. Which you have with Hassan.
Over and over. It's my favorite argument. I really love that argument.
But
no one capes up for Hassan in South Florida, and I like to do that because we loved him. We loved him. We loved the deer bra and all that stuff. And then all of a sudden, when he couldn't get more than 12 minutes a game, we turned on him.
Mm-hmm. We couldn't get more than 12 minutes a game because he thought he was Hakeem Olajuwon, except Hakeem Olajuwon was out there leading his team and winning, and Hassan Whiteside was just leading.
Hassan was doing it with blocks.
Leading his team in blocks, right. That's it. That's all he cared about. I just wanted to get a triple-double with blocks. I don't care if we win or lose. I want to get a triple-double with blocks and then go post on Snapchat with DJ Khaled on South Beach. And yeah, like if you love that, which a lot of people do, then Hassan was a legend then, for sure. However, he did make a comeback. Hockey made a comeback. He was cooking hibachi with Alonzo Mourning at a Heat event last year.
Benihana.
I mean,
the time of his life.
All right, guys. The Heat obviously don't play until next Friday. They're in Toronto.
Thank God.
Here's your Heat-oriented All-Star Weekend look ahead. So,
all right.
Jaime Jaquez Jr. will play in the Rising Stars Challenge. And then, because the way that the All-Star Tournament is set up, the more I talk about it, the less I like it. The winner of the Rising Stars contest ends up playing in the All-Star Tournament.
Right.
As
so now
one of
the guy's gassed when he comes back for the second half of the season.
Yeah, I don't know how much PT old Jaime Jaquez Jr. is going to get, to be 100% honest. But yeah, if they win, Jaime has a chance.
You're already declaring him the guy who moves on from the Rising Stars?
I don't know. I'm not so certain. I just feel like Jaime Jaquez Jr. is going to be very well rested next Friday when the Heat are in Toronto.
All right.
But yeah, they have a chance to qualify for Sunday's NBA All-Star game if they win. The Rising Stars is tonight, 9 p.m. on TNT.
Okay.
Tomorrow, three-point contest. Of course, Tyler Hero will represent the Miami Heat.
One of the odds?
Yeah.
This is from Bet Online. Dame Lillard is the favorite, plus 350. Buddy Hield, plus 450. Then Tyler at plus 500. Then Jalen Brunson, Norman Powell, Darius Garland, Cam Johnson, Cade Cunningham. And then finally rounding out the field, Mervis.
Hawk, if you went through that projected starting lineup again, yesterday's Marlins projected starting lineup for opening day, I don't actually believe that Appel would know like more than half of those guys. I don't, because
why even joke about that?
Like, so you're following minor leagues? You're following minor leagues?
When you're part of the organization, you know who's coming up. I mean, Connor Norby, everyone was raving about him when they got him. Worthy, what's that guy's name?
Xavier Edwards. Close, right. Very close. He nailed it.
Hit for the cycle. Everyone remembers that.
Caught a touchdown on the Super Bowl also. Look, I also, you know.
What about this Griffin Conine?
Yeah.
You might know his dad.
Right, but is he going to be on the roster?
I thought you were like doing the bit still. I think he's got a good shot to make it as either a starter or the fourth outfielder. I mean, he played well in the opportunities he got last year. Really impressed defensively, too. And if he runs into one, it can go a long way. I think he's got a good shot to make it.
So would you call the Miguel Cabrera trade a success? I saw somebody arguing about that the other day on Twitter. It just popped in my head.
It was a success somehow?
Yeah, like somehow, you know, the Marlins missed out on Triple Crown winner. But
look, if that trade never happened, I would have not been reminded a week ago that 16 years ago to the day, I had a conversation with Burke Badenhop at Marlins FanFest.
Oh, dude, we love the Hopper.
Yeah.
We love the Hopper. How about this news, Appel? Raheem Mostert's agent posted on Twitter that, I guess my client will no longer be playing for the Dolphins. So it seems like the Dolphins have let him know, was it Tesler, I think, is his agent, that they're going to be releasing Raheem Mostert.
Yeah, and that's disappointing because Raheem's such a great guy. He does a lot in the community down here and obviously was very productive when he was healthy. I wish it would have ended a little differently for him here. It's unfortunate.
His tenure was great.
Yeah,
he's more than you ever expected.
And he's a great, legitimately a great guy too. And that just part of the business, unfortunately. You just wish it would have finished off a little better.
All right, so that's your weekend schedule. Obviously, the Inter Miami plays a friendly tonight at Orlando City at 7:30. And that's pretty much it.
By the way, the game is in Tampa.
Oh, it's being played in Tampa?
In Tampa.
Which game? The friendly?
The friendly, yeah.
Correct.
When is that?
Tonight, 7:30.
And we're going up to Tampa Sunday.
Nice.
Flying.
Hawk does take the train, though, which is nowhere near as bad as flying, but just drive. Like, you're 2.5 hours away. Just drive.
No, the train is fun, though.
No.
It's and 3.5 hours. It's 4 hours, really.
In what world is that drive 2.5 hours?
It's not 2.5 hours.
Yeah.
But the train, you have to make it completely work. And it's so hard to get the schedule to work. But we've done it a couple times. It's fun. Because then you can be on your phone and do whatever. And you, listen, walk up to the train station. I mean, there's a Krispy Kreme next there. I don't think they do security there. I don't think anybody's ever looked at anything I'm bringing on. It ain't like flying.
There's no TSA pre-check when you're getting on the train?
Yeah, I mean, there's barely someone to tell you where to get on.
Your weather
for my question was going to be back options before a flight. Can't use your phone on a flight with Wi-Fi. Can't do any of that. You're so right.
Is there anything? No. But the flight, it's just it's the pre and post is just annoying.
because you got to get there. You got to go through security. Then you got to wait when you land. Oh, do they have a gate? Oh, it's Silver Air. They don't even do gates. They just tip the plane on its side.
They literally land in the middle of the runway and you walk.
They just dump you out like a salt shaker.
All right, that's it. Everybody.
Jimmy, what are you watching?
I am watching college baseball.
Oh, who's playing?
St. Thomas?
No.
Who's playing?
Akron and Radford.
Huh. You're watching that, huh?
I understand if it was like one of the top teams that are playing today, but Akron and Radford.
What is that even on? What was that on? It's on Quibi?
ESPN Plus.
All right. Anything else, Solana?
Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE, youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. Partly cloudy, like 80 degrees. Tonight, the lows will be in the 70s. That is your weather.
All right. We love you again, Appel.
I love you more. Happy Valentine's Day.
Thank you for your service. Either you guys interested in joining me and the wife and Jimmy at a spring training game a week from Saturday? All right, Clay Ferrero is going to join us in the next segment. We'll talk some hoops with him. Cheetah Pompano, that's a great spot to hang out this weekend. You can watch some sports, watch All-Star Weekend, you can watch Big Fight Card, HD TVs throughout the club, VIP areas, four stages of entertainment, and they have the most beautiful ladies in South Florida to entertain. You know Cheetah Pompano has an amazing complimentary gourmet lunch till 3 p.m. every day. Happy hour specials till 6, and they have a full dinner menu in the evening as well. Don't forget, if you're planning a bachelor party, you're not going to do much better than Cheetah Pompano Beach. Every day is a great day at Cheetah Pompano Beach. Make sure you visit Cheetah Palm Beach as well. You can get all the details at cheetahsofl.com.
We apologize. This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
We got working here, Solana. A little Bon Jovi. Never say goodbye.
I love BJ.
Huh?
What?
Hawk and Crowder.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Before we bring on Clay, I'll remind you once again, the Renaissance Festival is back in South Florida, and we here at WQAM have a chance for you to win tickets to travel back in time. More than 100 artisans selling their crafts, more than 100 performers. For your chance to win, go to WQAM.com, click on contests, and you can register right there. Clay Ferrero's on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Shop over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location, Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan, and at toyotaofhollywood.com. Clay Ferrero, you see him on WPLG Local 10 here in Miami. The Heat, Clay, seem to have a fourth quarter problem. Have you noticed this?
Wait, really?
I know sometimes you're so deep into your sports cast, you may not notice that they have a fourth quarter problem.
It's bad. And, you know, I think if there's anything that's encouraging about it, it's that you had, I mean, Bam Adebayo being fully willing not just to call out players, but also coaches to figure this thing out. And then, you know, last night, Eric Spoelstra banging the table saying, we will get this figured out. We will get this figured out. But, you know, I think what Tyler Hero said is true as well last night, which is, well, you know, if we had the answer, we would have already put it into place. So it's going to take work, but man, it's bad. And, you know, I do get some Heat fans that it's like, you know, that old cliche with the NBA that's like, ah, you don't have to watch until the last 2 minutes anyway. Every game's going to come down to that. Now it's kind of like, man, it's almost like you don't want to watch the first 36, 40 minutes, get your hopes up, and then have them bottom out like that. But, man, it's been rough to watch.
I said to Solana, just stop watching after the third quarter. Pretend like that's the end of the game.
Yeah, I think a lot of people do. And I think there's a growing sense of frustration, you know, because, look, this is – it's a team in transition, and yet I think you still want to have something to hold on to. And, you know, I think you can deal with growing pains. I think you can deal with – you know, understanding that you've got guys taking on bigger roles and figuring out things. But man, when you just got this gut punch over and over again of feeling like you're going to win a ball game and then having it fall apart, that starts to wear on you as a fan. And I'm sure it is the players.
You heard Spo last night, and obviously they need to get this fixed, and they have the All-Star break to do so. But you talk about Bam calling everyone out and Spo banging his fist on the table, and we see what's going on. What do you envision for this team come the end of the season? Like, what
What do you see being this season's result?
So I think it's twofold, one of which I think we know. The other one is undetermined. I think the thing we know is that they are leaning into this transitional period, which is good. I think this is kind of what fans have wanted. If you're not going to win a championship, and I think, you know, if you're being completely honest and observing the situation from an unbiased perspective, I don't think this team is going to win the NBA Finals. So let's remove that. You want to see the young players. You know, you want to see who's going to take on bigger roles and do it well. And so I think that's one part of it. The other part of it is, okay, what do we need? You know, let's figure out what we've got. Let's figure out what we need. And let's see if there is one of those star players that comes available that we always hear about, that he want to be flexible enough to make a move. They are going to be flexible enough to make a move. But if they are outbid again, like they have been in the past, what do we have? And what do we need to get to supplement what we have? And so I really think it's kind of this combination of figuring out who you are, letting the young players grow and develop, which is good, but then also evaluating what you might need going forward to supplement those pieces.
It's hard, though, Clay, because as much as, you know, it's easy for us to say, hey, buy into this youth movement, buy into finding out what you have. Like, you know, at the end of the day, Coach Spo is going to try to win games. Like, he's more focused on finding somebody who's going to be consistent, not somebody who's going to give you 15 points one game, but then give you a 2 of 10 performance the following game. Do you have any idea? Like, can you confidently say, I know X players will be in the rotation come early April? Because I don't. Like, Terry Rozier, Alec Burks, Jaime Jaquez Jr., Kyle Anderson, Nico Jovic. Like, I don't know. I can't say confidently these will be your reserve players coming off the bench when that rotation gets dropped down to 8-9 players, because I don't think outside of Nico Jovic, anybody's proven to you that they've been consistent enough this season.
And you're talking about, you know, beyond your Tyler Heroes and your Bam Adebayos and those guys. Yeah, and I think part of why it's so hard to figure out is there is not a single reason why Terry Rozier should be playing like at all right now. Like, there's none. He's not bringing anything. And so I think Eric Spoelstra's seeing something, though. And again, that's my opinion, my perspective. I'm looking at this. I'm like, what is Terry Rozier bringing right now when you can easily play Davion Mitchell a lot? And I'm not trying to pick on him because he's obviously been sick and, you know, it's going through the locker room. But, you know, for some reason, Spo has still found reasons to play Terry Rozier. I can't see it. So, you know, obviously, me sitting here trying to predict, I've been wrong on what should happen. With that said, I think we're seeing enough out of Khalil Ware. I think you got to keep playing him and kind of leaning into whatever growing pains might be there. Although if he has any more growing pains, he might be taller than Wembanyama by the end of next season. But I think it's like, you got to figure out which players you're willing to play, understanding that they're going to make mistakes and they're going to have some issues along the way. And the guys right now, you mentioned Nico. I'm not sold that Jaime Jaquez Jr. is one of those players right now. I don't know that he's bringing enough that you can tell me by the end of the season that it's worth going through the growing pains to see what the ceiling is. Maybe he is, but I haven't seen enough right now. I wish we could see more of Alec Burks. And I know that's not really going along with the youth movement, but it feels like every time the guy plays, he brings something. So I long answer to a short question, Solana, I can't give you anything guaranteed, because I think Spo has proven over and over again, he's seeing different things than I am. And what I would do isn't necessarily what he's going to end up doing.
Solana, you see who's on NBA Today right now? You know who that is?
I saw you taking a picture. Who is that? Oh, that's
Ooh.
E40.
Ooh.
Ooh. Yeah.
Ooh. Yeah, that's Bay Area rap. The way we feel about Uncle Luke down here is the way the Bay Area feels about E40. Ooh. I cannot get enough E40. Clay, enough heat, because it can get depressing. Who's the bigger disappointment? I saw this. I can't remember if it was on ESPN or on Twitter. Who's the bigger disappointment this season, the Sixers or the Suns? Ooh.
You're just going to do that to fill time until you get an answer.
It's the E40 ad lib. That's what he's been doing for years. Ooh.
Yeah, I would say probably the Suns, just because you can look at the Sixers. They're both disappointments, but the Sixers, there are obviously a lot of injury issues involved right there. And you know, the you go out and you draft Jared McCain and he looks so good and you feel like, man, okay, if Paul George struggles with some health here and there, we need to rest him, then, you know, you've got another guy who can shoulder the load there. And then lo and behold, McCain gets hurt. Now George is trying to play through some stuff. So I think you can at least look at objective reasons why the 76ers have been this. And yet with the Suns, man, it's now or never. And I think the other big disappointment with the Phoenix Suns is that they weren't able to do anything at the trade deadline to really change their reality. And the reality is they have a ton of money committed to players that are not going to get them likely out of the first round of the playoffs. And there's not a whole lot that you can do about that moving forward unless you decide to just move on from one of the better players there in Kevin Durant. I don't see another path where you're able to dismantle that.
Who do you think is the bigger disappointment, Solana? Sixers or Suns?
Yeah, I think the Sixers. And not that I disagree with Clay, but my favorite thing to do every time Clay's on.
I'm with you, Solana. I'm with you, but you're wrong.
No, not that I disagree with you, because you're probably right, but the Sixers have been such a clown show. Like, to me, it's more disappointing knowing that Joel Embiid, who has never gotten them out of the second round, it almost seems like he's just not interested in playing this year when they went out and they got him Paul George. And now Paul George is saying that his pinky hurts and that's why he's, you know, hasn't been great over the past couple weeks. Like, I mean, they might not even make the playoffs. I think the Suns will. I think the Suns will at least be a play-in tournament team. I don't think the Sixers are. And, like, how many more years is Embiid going to be able to play basketball? I truthfully don't know, Clay.
No, I get my favorite Solana thing, for those of you who have not heard me on this show, my favorite Solana thing is, I'm with you, Clay, but then he proceeds to tell you why he's not with you.
He picks it apart point by point by point.
I'm with you, but I'm not with
Durant,
you at all.
Like, what does it say about Kevin Durant? Wherever he goes, unless it's to an already existing champion team, it's an abysmal two seasons, no?
Yeah, well, and I think that's a fair question to ask. I will say this. I felt like that was a mismatched trio from the beginning. You have three guys who need to have the ball in their hands, three ball-dominant guys, and just one basketball. Whereas I felt, you know, if you go back to when there were some growing pains with the big three, with Bosch, LeBron, and D-Wade, at least you could envision where Chris Bosh can really help the team without being a high usage on ball guy. And to his credit, he became that, you know, in many ways. Eric Spoelstra said he's the most important member of our team and he meant it. And it was just as much because of what he was willing to do. I don't know that you look at one of those three players in Phoenix and say that guy can contribute to this team if he's not on the ball consistently. So honestly, I thought it would have made a whole heck of a lot of sense if they had just offered KD for Jimmy and maybe one asset, because I think Jimmy would have supplemented Devin Booker and Bradley Beal a lot better than what KD does. But, you know, that's not what they decided to do.
Impressed with Jimmy up in Golden State? Four games,
yeah.
He looked pretty damn good.
Yeah, yeah. And look, I think that's – we know who he is when he's engaged and he wants to play, and more importantly, he's healthy. And right now, he's all of those things. Now, how long it lasts, we'll see. But, look, he's obviously out there rejuvenated and – you know, I just think when you've got a player like Steph Curry, somebody like Jimmy next to him is honestly exactly what Jimmy wanted here. It's why he wanted Dame Lillard. And I think he's going to be out to prove to everybody that he was right and the Heat specifically were wrong.
Right. It kind of, Solana and I have talked about this today, like it may bolster his argument is going to be, I told you all along, put someone next to me. You know, you're never going to get Steph, but like, yeah. Steph, who can put up 30 without blinking, and I'm the perfect foil for that. And you guys, yep, were never able to do that for me. And the Heat are going to say, well, wait a second. Look at your numbers with Golden State. You were dogging it with us the last season. And I don't, you know, it's like a chicken and egg thing. Like, I don't know. Yep. Which one really has the more bolstered argument?
Well, and I think the thing that we're ultimately maybe never going to get the answer to is, what was the deal on the table that the Heat could have made that would have brought that player here? Because it just felt like there was nothing that was going to get Joe Cronin to send Damian Lillard here. And you know, Bradley Beal was not that player as much as people want. Who was the player and what was the deal that they could have executed? And, you know, I think there's the frustration is, oh, well, why didn't the Heat do this? Well, you know, it takes two parties to make a trade. And so, look, I'm not doubting that if they had been able to get Dame that things would have been different. And yet, you know, ultimately, you can't force a team to deal you in an elite player if they don't want to.
Would you trade for Kevin Durant after this season? Would you give up draft picks and Bam or and Tyler?
The Bam thing is tricky because I don't think KD and Tyler and role players get you a championship. You know, I think the Bam thing is where you have to, because you're basically saying, we're going to go all in on something in a player that is 36. That's not when we don't have a championship roster. So that's,
well, anybody
that's
but
where
Bam.
I'm going to draw the line. What's that?
As many draft picks as you want and no Bam. And, no Bam. And you can have whatever you want.
Then I figure out the rest. You know, I feel like
you haven't seen enough of KD to say to yourself, you know what? I'm not certain that this is the wisest move.
Because I feel like by keeping Bam, at least you're saying, you know, we can pivot if this does not work. If you give up Bam, then you're saying this has to work now, and we've got no near future pivot. You know, you're basically going all in on right now, and saying we'll figure out the whole every little bit of the roster. At least with Bam, you've got a centerpiece defensively. You know, and somebody who's elevated his offensive game a bit, although we can discuss back and forth about how much he has. But I just think, you know, we talk about compliments and fit. And I just think KD next to Bam is just such an elite fit and better than Jimmy next to Bam was.
But when you say, yes, you would trade for Kevin Durant and anybody but Bam, like, well, how steep is the asking price before you say, okay, enough? That's ridiculous because, you know, what we're finding out, or I think we found out about what the Phoenix Suns wanted was more than just like, hey, Nico Jovic, Jaime Jaquez Jr., and Kalel Ware. It was like Tyler and those guys and a collection of picks from the Miami Heat. At what point do you say, okay, enough? Like, that's just not going to happen.
So it would the tricky thing, well, I guess it could be a three-team trade where Tyler goes somewhere else because I can't see Tyler fitting in with that core either. You know, like Tyler next to Devin Booker just feels like too much of the same thing. And yet, if you're telling me you're taking Tyler then and draft picks, then I have to keep at least one or two of my role players, you know? And like, I mean, if we're doing this thought process and thought exercise, and it's like, okay, a starting five of Kalel Ware, KD, Davion Mitchell, who I really like defensively on the ball, you know, you start with something and, you know, who knows what Wiggins' situation will be at that point. You can see where you can start to build around that as long as you've got one or two of those young players that you can keep and expand their roles as role players around the stars.
Clay, have an awesome weekend, brother.
You too, fellas. Take care.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
I want to hear what Kevin Love had to say about being struck right there in the penis.
Hawk and Crowder.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby. If you enjoy football, and brotherly banter, be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys.
Here's some stories from my NFL playing days, goofy conversations about everyday life, giving you entertaining lessons on the pitches across the pond, fun, relatable guests, and what it means to live life on purpose.
New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday. Be sure to subscribe to Kicking It with the Crosbys on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.